producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com. Evan.
Leadership, that is what is on my mind. Live from the University of Mary, Gary Thoralson School of Business, just outside Matt Joanne Butler Hall, where today a group of North Dakota leaders will gather for the Fall 2015 Summit. This is part of the Leadership ND effort. A group of leaders in North Dakota, folks like Ron Nassar, Dwight Cook, and Lois Delmore, and Joan Hackerman, and Dr. Cynthia Lindquist, Monsignor James Shea, Connie Spritzenatic, Wayne Stengem, Sandy Tabor, Gerald Vandewalle, Richard Wardner, Don Wajlin, Drew Wrigley. I always say Wally, don't I? Just to make Todd laugh. And you probably shouldn't. You shouldn't probably change the name of the Supreme Court Chief Justice in the state of North Dakota just to make Todd laugh. It's probably not a good thing to do.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Could end us up in court or something, right? Could land us.
Well, I mean, it's kind of bad water. Karma to start messing with a judge's name, don't you think?
Yeah, excuse me, I'm
Chief Justice's name, no less.
Yeah, Vandewalle. Sorry.
Vandewalle.
Anyway,
when they go on vacation, they go to Vandewalle World.
See, there you go. Now you're getting
us
in trouble.
You start this stuff.
Yeah, no, it's not my fault.
All I do is piggyback on what you start.
You've taken it to a new level. Sorry, I got a little off kilter there. Senator Wardner, Dan Wajlin, the executive director of North Dakota Grain Growers, and Drew Wrigley. Those are the board of directors for Leadership ND, and they worked long and hard on a plan and have now formed a partnership with the University of Mary. Gary Thoralson School of Business to say, let's keep this going. Let's go. So leadership's on my mind today because I'm coming to you live and direct from the University of Mary where this will take place today. And looking forward to that very much. They could go in at less than an hour from now with Monsignor James Shea, who will join us on the program today as well. He'll be on the show not only to talk about what's happening here at this event, but also to tell us more about yesterday's big announcement on Vision 2030. What will the University of Mary look like in 15 years? What is their 2030 vision, and what will it take to get there? We're going to talk a little bit about that as well. Jerome Richter, his vice president, will join us as well on the program today. So that'll be coming up. And I'm going to try and get Ron Ness to come out and just give us a little bit of a snapshot of the vision of Leadership ND. Beyond that, and I'm sincere when I say leadership's on my mind, because I think I saw another study that came out, survey by the Chamber of Commerce nationally, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that said North Dakota is leading in innovation. And I forget the ranking or if they even did rankings, but basically we were tops in the country in innovation. And we are leading in a lot of areas. So this is not a long list, thankfully, but I believe there are things that could be better. So I'm genuinely curious of what our audience, the greatest, most wonderful audience on the face of the earth, that makes up the What's on Your Mind family, where they would like to see better leadership. Where could we be better? What right now in North Dakota screams for leadership? And if you're a Minnesota listener, a South Dakota listener, a Canadian listener, Montana, whatever, where you are, what screams for more leadership? I think it's a given that we would say national leadership on the Republican and the Democratic side needs to be better, right? Because the federal government's a mess. It really is a mess. So that's almost a given. And obviously that's why we're having a sweepstakes right now on who ought to be the presidential nominee. That's on my mind today, too. Donald Trump is increasing his lead in the polls. If you take his number and Ben Carson's number in this latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll, you have to say, wow, there's two individuals who've never been elected office before, one a doctor, one a businessman. You know, I think arguably both thinkers in their own respects, but doers as well, are leading by massive amounts over a whole host of folks that have voted yay and nay and, you know, been in governor's chairs and Senate, races and, you know, a few other careers in there as well. That speaks volumes, doesn't it, about what I believe is broken and needs to be fixed. But I'd like to focus, rather than on the national stuff, for instance, getting wrapped up in, oh, Trump would be better than Carson, or if not Trump or Carson, then who? It's a question I actually have up on our Facebook page, and I am mildly interested in it. If these two, Donald Trump and Ben Carson, ultimately end up falling back, who will emerge? And, you know, it's real possible. It's a real possibility, is what I'm trying to say. Because that just, more often than not, is what happens. You have an early star and it fades. Now, this time may be different because we're just so mad. I don't know. And I've said all along, Donald Trump could be the nominee. Ben Carson could be the nominee. This isn't a no way, no how deal at all. And they continue to prove it. I still think Jeb Bush could be a nominee. I still think Marco Rubio is. Somebody's going to emerge out of this pack. And I don't think it's necessarily going to be a deal like last time where, you know, one emerges, then fades, then another one emerges, then fades, because it was sort of then anybody but Romney, right? Everybody was, he couldn't make the sale. I think it's going to be a little bit different this time. But, again, I'm derailing from my main question here on what in North Dakota or wherever you live would you like to see have better leadership? What is calling, demanding for more leadership? Tell me that, would you? You can call our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, cybersecurity, which we're talking about at the Leadership ND event at the University of Mary today. Very important to the grid and energy. Mike Egger will talk about that today. He is a Senior Vice President at Basin Electric Power Cooperative. So we look forward to that conversation on the program today. The folks from MDU Resources will be here as well, talking about that. And a couple of Basin folks, a couple of MDU folks, actually, talking about it. But that's very important, the reliability of the grid. Do me a favor, if you like to read the book One Second After, written by a retired military fellow. It is fiction, but it's based on scenarios that happened within the Pentagon. And it has to do with the grid going dark. And a cyber attack. This one, not necessarily a cyber attack, because cyber attack says I'm going to get to you through the internet, right? And a cyber attack could ultimately end up taking down a grid. So they get in that way and then take down a power grid into your computer systems. But One Second After is actually a book about an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack, which they attach to, instead of a nuclear bomb, they put something in that would actually just shut down all electronics. I mean, your vehicles, your electrical grid, everything. This is something to pay attention to because it's a weapon of the future that we may indeed face and need to spend a little time on, which is why I'm glad they're doing that today. So I look forward to that. And Ron Ness is going to talk a little bit more about the Leadership ND vision today on the program, too. So looking forward to that. I mentioned Canada, and for our Canadian listeners, please tell me your view on what happened there with the vote yesterday. Canada will have a new prime minister. And Prime Minister Harper, who I would argue has done a pretty good job, took over an economy that wasn't exactly doing all that well in Canada and really turned that ship around. And a fellow by the name of Trudeau will be the prime minister again, but it will not be the one you knew before as Gary Trudeau, but his son, believe it or not, a junior, is going to be the new prime minister. And how he was elected was by saying, we need bigger government. We need people to pay more taxes.
And climate change.
So we can grow government. And climate change. Yes, of course. It is very reminiscent of Barack Obama. Because a lot of what makes you mad about Barack Obama, he promised.
Wasn't it also about mending the fences with the Obama administration? Wasn't that one of the other buzzes that was going on?
Yeah, you're right. Make the world love us again. Well, how's that worked out? They don't exactly love us. I mean, I don't think things could be worse. But the point is, a lot of utopian, you know, Pollyanna, if you vote for me, this will happen, get a tingle down your leg, et cetera. A lot of the same stuff happened with this Trudeau, and pretty amazing. So they've had pretty good leadership, in my mind, in Canada, and they're throwing the keys to somebody else. So that'll be interesting as well. What else? One other thing I did want to update you on. We mentioned yesterday that there was a hearing planned. It did happen at about 1 o'clock yesterday regarding a lawsuit to stop the voting at the University of North Dakota on the nickname. That started yesterday, continues today. They had a little bit of a hitch yesterday. If you tried to vote early on and got bounced out, evidently 100 or so folks tried to vote and couldn't. They evidently have that fixed now. But the hearing did not go as planned for the plaintiffs that represented alumni and different groups that had a stake in this battle, including members of the Sioux Nation as well. And only got about a 15-minute hearing. Seven judges recused themselves up in Grand Forks, finally found one in Fargo, Thomas Olson. Scheduled a 15-minute hearing. Yep, done. I'm over. I mean, clearly, don't bother me with this. Now, I don't know enough about the legal arguments to know whether there was any case there or not. I honestly don't. I think if allowed the time, anybody that dug into this process would find out this was not a process full of integrity, anything but. But I will again say, in my view, for the time being, the train has left the station. There's going to be a vote on one of these five. Pick the one you like. And who knows what the future holds. It's my quick take on that. Want yours at 800-228-0550. Text as well. Let's get rolling on what's on your mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Springs Spa. And Vince, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables Tools here to tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water. And because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
This is a good man, folks. He's my neighbor. You can trust him. Get your Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, today. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, on South Washington Grand Forks, 13th Avenue South, West Fargo, and in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550. Answer this question for me. When I say, what needs better leadership in North Dakota, what immediately pops in your head? Tell me that, okay? What needs better leadership in North Dakota? Fill in the blank. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-256-8503. 701-256-8503. And the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline telephone number and text that I just gave you. Giving you that number reminds me I need to tell you where the Big Flavor Tour will be this week. Tomorrow, Dan's Supermarket Bismarck, 3101 North 11th. That's their north location. Free brats and tangy summer sausage.
Now, you're going to be there? Because I had somebody come in all excited last night. Hey, I hear Scott's going to be there.
I'm not going to be there.
I told her. I said, I don't think you, but we are going to have plenty of Cloverdales.
Though. Yes. I would love to be there, but we are working on an event for Veterans Day that I will be at that would involve the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour. Can't give you all the details now, but just keep your powder dry for Veterans Day, because we want to do something nice for veterans.
You will not want to miss this.
No, and something nice for a very important cause as well for veterans. And that will be happening on November 11th. So David will be there, though. Our buddy David, and usually what they do is they park the Big Flavor Tour, and then they head inside to demo the goodies. So just come find the good folks from Cloverdale, because it's, may I repeat, brats and tangy summer sausages. And if you can't make it Wednesday, then Thursday on South Washington, the south location of Dan's from 2 until 7. Same thing. Friday, Yorktown Drive, that's the new east location as well. And then all day long, between now and the 7th of November at all Dan Supermarket locations and Family Fair stores, here's the deals on Cloverdale Tangy Summer Sausage, the 28-ounce pack in the garlic or original flavors, $8.99. The smoked or cooked brats, 14 ounces, okay? Five flavors to choose from, two packs for $6. Yeah, stock up on the brats, I'm telling you. Or the traditional ring bologna, 14-ounce pack is $3.99. The red frank, 16-ounce pack, $3.99. And again, Dan's Supermarket, all Family Fair stores. But hurry in.
The only thing we're missing is the Scott Hennin cutout with a little cartoon bubble on top that says, as heard on What's in Your Mind.
Right there by the summer sausage, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have that out there at the stores, and then you could be there.
See, the reason I like shopping at places like Dan's Supermarket is because I go there to find a bacon, for instance. I can find my Cloverdale bacon right there. Everything, nice and easy. Yeah. Places like Walmart, they hide it. I don't know what the deal is. I think they're trying to sell more of that Chinese bacon that comes from, you know, that farmland stuff. And so you got to sort of hunt and peck. It's there. I've asked the meat man at Walmart.
I'd rather buy it from somebody proud to sell it, display it exactly prominently right, like it deserves, you know?
Yes, exactly. So it's there. Just look for it. If it isn't, ask them in the meat market. Hey, where's my Cloverdale? You know,
would it be out of line to just like sneak it all to the front there?
Well, they probably have to put it back, so it wouldn't do any good.
Felt like when you go to the electronics section, you put all the radios on your own radio station, you know, that kind of thing.
Exactly. So, Todd, what do you think needs better leadership in North Dakota? If you could pick one thing, what pops in your mind when I say this needs better leadership? This is not working. It needs.
See, I've been more of a keep the government the heck out of the way kind of guy. As opposed
well, you
to,
could
let's
say
have
that
the government steer the bus more, but
well, that doesn't. I mean, maybe you want Rick Becker for governor because that's sort of his. That's sort of his MO, right? A libertarian, viewpoint on running for governor.
Well, he's the first declared candidate so far. Not that everybody else is, you know. Obviously, there'll probably be more declared candidates. But he's the one that stuck his name out there for so far. But
a little bit of news on that yesterday, in case you missed it. Rick Becker is a state legislator. He's a doctor from Fargo, plastic surgeon, and is running for governor. Made his announcement in a 4.5-minute video yesterday saying why he wants to be governor.
The real estate development and stuff he's done. I mean,
he's involved in some projects.
I mean, he's done plenty of things to, you know, warrant some attention, so.
Texter says, I want lower taxes and less government. Okay, you want leaders that, because here's the deal. If you want lower taxes and less government, the only way you have them is if you have a leader who can say, here's why it's better for you, North Dakotans, Minnesotans, South Dakotans, right? You don't start by saying, okay, we're just gonna do this, because you'd have to convince enough of the legislature. You'd have to convince enough of the voters to elect people that are in the legislature and as governor and in the elected positions of the state to stand for that. So that's a good one. And Todd is saying, I'm for that too, but I don't, you know how we go about getting that. So you get that by better leadership.
I mean, you can't possibly get to a situation of having no government. I mean, that would be kind of scary too. But at the same time, You can find a seemingly endless list of things we've gotten government involved with where things haven't quite worked out. So, I don't know. I want to hear what some of the Canadians are feeling, and people have been watching that situation just like you laid it out a few minutes ago about how, you know, now it's going to be bigger government and all that. I mean,
by the way, Monsignor James Shea is going to join us in just a little bit. And kicking off the leadership and the fall 2015 summit that is happening at the University of Mary's Gary Thalson School of Business today on the program. So we're looking forward to that conversation with Monsignor. But we are going to spend a little time on this in the 10 o'clock hour and what you think needs better leadership. I don't want you to just, you know, answer for the sake of, yeah, whatever, there it is. Just think about it a little bit. And, you know, Todd's comment sticks with me in the sense that, okay, I want limited government, but I'm not saying no government. And you almost have to say that as a disclaimer when you say you want limited government, right? Because limited government to some means, oh, you don't like the government, and who's going to build the roads, and who's going to provide for the law enforcement, and you kind of go to...
Right, I mean, with their elements, you have to have.
Don't get sucked into that argument. I mean, limited government simply means you have a founding father's viewpoint of what the government's role is.
There you go, perfect.
And so I don't think it's anything you need to apologize for, when you have a viewpoint shared by the founding fathers that, in my mind, has drip, got further and further and further from reality. That's not good. It's not a good thing at all. So that's a good one. Mine's higher ed. I think I've said it a few times on the air. I don't okay. usually have not had an opportunity to spend as much time on it on this program as I'd like. I'm going to just dedicate some time to it soon. But that's
the founding fathers didn't have to build freeways, though.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Brandon in Mandan, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, Brandon?
Hey, Scott. I just had a few things to say about leadership and what I would like to see in North Dakota. You know, it's that really seeing in other states, too, but what I'd really like to see in North Dakota is when the federal government passes these asinine laws like they do, you know, gun laws, whatever it is, the EPA, things like that. What I would like to see out of our leadership here in North Dakota, as we are such a conservative state, is we need to start fighting back against the federal government and saying, look, you can pass this law, but we're going to act as a sovereign state and choose not to obey it. Or pass our own laws to counter it, because honestly, the big government up in Washington does nothing but hurt us, and we'd be stupid to keep listening to them. They'll drag us all down to the blue state.
Well, maybe we need an attorney general as governor.
Yeah, that could be.
So his full-time job. So his full-time job is fighting. You know, literally taking the court, taking the state into court to fight these. Obviously, that's happening on a pretty strong degree right now because it needs to be. But I think I know where you're going on, Brandon, with this, Brandon, and that is this: don't take it, right? Just don't take it. Fight back, and we have in some cases. Could we do more? You bet. Appreciate the call. That's a good one. More coming up on What's on Your Mind live from the University of Mary today. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA is celebrating Bison football. Come on in to any PetroServe USA location and register to win your share of $10,000 in cash. That's right. Two $500 gift cards are given away every single week at a PetroServe USA location near you. Your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters. With everything you need for game day, get the best deal in town on propane fills. There's Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizzas just $5.99. PetroServe USA is also home to the 4 for 4 special, where you get 4 items, a hot stuffed personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies, all for only $4. 4 for 4 all day, every day, at a PetroServe USA location. And that Bison apparel, it's the best of the best, and at an incredible deal at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come on in, stock up for tailgating, load up on the Bison gear, and get yourself registered, too, at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And go Bison!
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On the campus of the University of Mary, Gary Felsen School of Business today. We'll be in the Matt and Joanne Butler Hall today for the Fall 2015 Summit on Cybersecurity. There's an organization known as Leadership ND that has been working on leadership issues in North Dakota for some time. They now are working in collaboration with the Thorleson School of Business here at the University of Mary. And today is a summit on cybersecurity. So we look forward to finding out about that. Since it is on the campus of the University of Mary, we thought we would chat with Monsignor Shea. The president of this fine institution, and Jerome Richter, one of his vice presidents as well. Gentlemen, good day to you.
Good to see you, Scott. Thanks for having us on. Thanks for being here on our campus at the University of Mary.
It's always a good day when I'm on campus at UMary.
What an autumn we've had in North Dakota.
Oh, I know.
It's been incredible.
It is, and this view from up here, you can soak it all in.
I had a wedding in Pittsburgh this weekend, and they were like, oh, it's so grim and cold in North Dakota. And it was 15 degrees colder there than here. I said, you people don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're missing.
So I have to have a story from each of you on the farm before we get to the serious stuff here. You grew up on a farm in Minoka. Monsignor Shea grew up on a farm in by Hazleton.
Yep, that's right. You got it.
And Jerome Richter grew up on a farm by Minoka.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who I'm pointing to on the
radio,
so it doesn't. I need to say this for crying out loud. You had cows, Monsignor, right?
I grew up milking cows, and then one year an Angus bull got into the pasture, and we started raising beef cattle all of a sudden.
Wow, pretty good.
So we had both.
And how about at Minoka? What did the Richter family farm there?
Well, we were diverse in so many different ways. We had dairy, beef. We had hogs, we had grain farm, everything. Mom and Dad raised 14 of us, so they needed a lot of different things to keep us busy with.
Who had it tougher, Monsignor? You or Jerome?
We picked rocks on the Shea farm.
Did you?
And so we didn't have all this fancy new equipment. And so I'd say that the Shea farm was harder living, but better. It kept all of us boys out of prison. I don't know about the Richter boys.
Milking cows and picking rocks.
That's right.
How do you top that, Jerome?
Well, I would just say this, that I know that Monsignor's mother had it worse than my mom, just because she had seven boys right in a row and finally got her baby girl at the end. And so she lived her life waiting for that girl and dealing with all these boys.
Is that right? Yeah. That was a shot at you, but you were saying hi to Ron Nesson and welcoming him, so you probably didn't hear that.
You know, I'm able to do more than one thing at one time, and my mom always said that boys were easier to raise than that last girl. Now, that girl, the final one, is a sophomore here at the University of Mary studying education.
Is that great?
And boy, is she beautiful. Getting a good education for full price.
No kidding. Oh, I love it. Well, let's talk about why we're here today. The University of Mary is hosting this Leadership ND event, and of course, the brand has been America's leadership university for some time.
Mm-hmm.
This is right in the wheelhouse, right?
Well, I was very honored a couple of years ago to get called into the chambers of the Chief Justice of the state of North Dakota and asked to be a founding board member of Leadership North Dakota. And the idea behind it was that we wanted to pull together some training and some vision that would give a sense for what North Dakota needs in terms of leadership going into the future. We're at a crossroads in our state. We're at a crossroads in our nation. There's a need for a new generation of leadership. And so a lot of really great people came around the table to begin to discuss this. In the midst of it, we talked about hosting an event, sort of a big kickoff event, and that's the culmination of today. We come here today as sort of the first big public event of Leadership North Dakota after a little bit of training, and boy, the University of Mary is sure grateful to be associated with Leadership North Dakota, and we're grateful for the chance to host and really to organize this first leadership summit here on our campus.
On the big vision you're talking about on leadership, it sounds like, you know, I instantly think, and I asked our listeners today, what in North Dakota needs better leadership? Where do we need to go to the next level, if you will, and spend a little time talking about that? First of all, how would you answer that?
I'd say, first of all, that we have pretty good leadership across the board, but that's not going to last forever. In other words, the need is for us to look out on the landscape, see how things have changed, see what the very best of North Dakota is, what needs to be preserved about our good North Dakota values, hard work, neighborliness, persistence in the face of difficulty, all of those kinds of things. And we need to think about how we can pass that on to a new generation of leaders. I'm not simply talking about our students here on the campus of the University of Mary, who I think we do a darn good job of forming in principles of leadership and virtue and all of those things. But we're talking about sort of the mid-range people, Jerome and my age, who are now stepping into positions of leadership, people in middle age who really need to step up and who need some formation, some assistance in that.
So it sounds like, Jerome, it's more not so much what do we need leadership to do, but rather who is going to do the leading. Huh?
Well, absolutely, Scott. Here's what I... Here's a simple story to kind of help us understand it. One of my good friends out in Williston, went to college with, great buddy, he joined the township board. And in about a 2 years period, it went from having one meeting every couple months to two meetings a week. With what is happening in North Dakota and what is being asked of us at this time, we need more leaders, better leaders, and prepared leaders to deal with all of these different things that are coming at us and to move the things forward. And so, both from the University of Mary's point of view and North Dakota leadership, we need to give the tools and opportunities to these people to be able to lead in all areas that are needed.
How is it today is on cybersecurity? Is that the theory here, that we'll break down different things that need the security, and need leadership?
Yeah, so the board of Leadership North Dakota came together and said, what are the types of issues? Civil governance, tribal governance, things like fiscal security, cybersecurity, those types of questions. Those are questions in which special training or special insight are needed for today's generation of leaders. And energy policy, those types of things. And so cybersecurity was chosen as the first of the topics, partly because it's something which is kind of on everybody's mind right now, but second because the new chancellor of the North Dakota University System is an expert in cybersecurity, and we saw this as a perfect opportunity to sort of introduce him publicly in the context of the state of North Dakota to a new generation of leaders.
Now, sat with him at lunch at the Governor's Economic Summit recently, and we started on the topic of cybersecurity, and when you start hearing about it, you quickly realize how many places of your life it touches.
Incredible.
And so it's definitely an interesting one as well, so I appreciate that. Yesterday was a big day on campus as well, in that you made an announcement about the Vision 2030 capital campaign to raise a breathtaking $272 million.
$250 million, Scott.
$250 million for new programs and facilities. Tell us about what this means for the future of the University of Mary.
Scott, it's tremendously, it's so exciting. We were waiting for a long time for yesterday. So we pulled together a couple years ago, even. We had a nine-month planning process followed by a feasibility study and a planning process for the capital campaign and all of those things. But we pulled together members of our students, faculty, and staff, and then more than 200 volunteers, experts, and leaders from throughout North Dakota and the Northern Great Plains for conversations about what it means for the University of Mary, not going out just 3 years or 4 years or 5 years, but 15 years out, what it means for the University of Mary to grow in a way commensurate with the growth and the expectations innovations and the opportunities and the challenges of the state of North Dakota in our time, so that the University of Mary can continue to serve as we have now for more than 50 years. And those conversations were startling to me, very surprising, invigorating, inspiring, and they provided the university with the vision of what was needed to serve our students well right now, to serve the growth, not simply of our student body and our campus, but of the state moving forward, and what the University of Mary should look like 15 years from now. And so we pulled together a plan that would put together a vision, which we believe is very exciting, about how we can make real game-changing impact upon North Dakota. Now, with that come projects, facilities, and endowments, and all sorts of initiatives. And we identified $272 million worth of needs over 15 years. People say, 15 years, why are you doing that? You know, in 2030, 15 years from now, Scott, I'll only be 55 years old. I'll just be getting started. And so there's plenty of time in that respect. We've broken the campaign down into three different phases. In the first phase is a three-year period of time with a goal of $96 million, of which we've already raised almost $38 million. So we're 40% of the way to our goal already in the silent phase. And that involves all sorts of exciting things. We're talking about an 80,000-square-foot campus center, a world-class campus center with 24/7 dining and a coffee shop and a bookstore and a 600-seat dining center or dining room for special banquets and those kinds of things. We're talking about an 80,000-square-foot field house for our track programs with an NCAA regulation-sized track, four basketball courts, a beautiful wellness center, which will be perfect for the needs of our students. We're talking a 276-bed residence hall for freshman women, which we've already begun construction on, which will serve the needs of our student body as we bring more and more students here to live on campus for a rich experience of community and formation. But the facilities and the money behind it are not the point. The point at the end is that we have a vision of a need to raise up and to educate a new generation of leaders. And not only can we do this, we must do it. We must take things to the next level. People wonder if a place like us, if a small Christian Catholic Benedictine college in the middle of what used to be sort of a blank spot on the nation's consciousness, people wonder if we can do that. We can do it. We're consolidating increasing support from here in North Dakota. People are excited about what we're doing. And in addition to that, people are excited nationwide about what's happening in North Dakota and at the University of Mary.
Jerome, talk about this bold goal of $272 million in the phases that Monsignor talked about. Where will these dollars come from?
Well, we hope that they're going to come from a number of places, but naturally it's going to come from our best supporters and those that are most involved with us. To give an example of this would be to talk about the campus center, right? So as Monsignor said, we're building this campus center that is a state-of-the-art place that's going to serve our students. One thing that Monsignor loves to share, and I'm telling as many people as I can, over 50% of our students are coming from out of state today. That doesn't mean that our population from North Dakota has gone down. It's actually gone up slightly. But many kids are coming to us from all across the nation. And when they show up here, we need to have that place for them to gather, to have community. The sisters have always believed that a community is important, a place to come together. And so many of our local donors, many of our best supporters into the past have believed in this, and they can see it. Our alumni have known that one of the things that we need is this place for community to constantly happen. They want a state-of-the-art place. And it isn't, no, always our primary point is our students. But it isn't just for our students. This is going to be for our donors. This is going to be for our community. As Monsignor said, a 600-person event space overlooking the Missouri River, who doesn't want to have their event there? It's going to be outstanding. We're going to have conference rooms. We're going to have places for people to gather, like we have here today, as is around us. We have the North Dakota Leadership Summit. Try to imagine having that where you can invite 600 people and then break out into your conference rooms right below.
Short break back to wrap up this invigorating conversation about the future of higher education at a great institution, the University of Mary, with our guests, Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter. Short time out. Back with more of the Leadership Summit coming up, and our coverage continues right here. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks, and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dolls has it. Oh, yeah, they do. That means any part you possibly could need. You walk in there, meet one of the counter folks at any Heedalls out throughout North Dakota, parts of South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, and they're going to find it. I mean, you name it. A little blinker for a Studebaker. I challenge you. They'll have it. But you know what else they have? Great people. Dick Heedall says, hey, it's my secret sauce. It is what makes Heedalls go, is the good folks, many of whom have been there for decades. And family members have been there. Folks like Kevin Lawson in Minot, who's been in that building for like 30 years when you walk in there. Now, there's somebody that loves what he does. By the way, I asked him what his first car was because I ask them all. 64 Fairlane, two-door. Doesn't have it anymore. Wish he had it back. So if you've seen Kevin's Fairlane, get it back to him. But anyway, he is one of the pros. Get in there and check him out. He's one of the ASE certified professionals, as so many are as well. And of course, they service a lot of area out of that Minot store. I mean, they go over to Towner and Stanley and Tioga and big region. Got a Williston store too, so that those two stores, Williston and Minot, cover a big chunk of northwest of North Dakota. Heat Alls has it. Tell them Scott sent you. Back with more with our guest, Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Marion, Jerome Richter, vice president. We're talking today about a campaign that was announced yesterday to enrich the students and reshape the campus. And we talked about a new generation of leaders. That's enriching the students with this new endeavor. Paint me a picture, Monsignor, of what they'll do. So we're at 2030. You have all this infrastructure, these new programs, this new reshaped campus. What happens?
Scott, when I go to national meetings of college presidents, they bring out highly paid Madison Avenue executives to talk to us about how to market to this generation. And they tell us things like, this is the most narcissistic, self-absorbed generation of young people in the history of the world. If you want to turn their heads at all, you've got to pet their ego. You've got to tell them and message to them and market to them with a constant stream of information that builds them up and tells them how indispensable they are to you and your work, and how if they don't come to your campus, everything will go wrong for the campus, not for them. And I listened to that, and you know, I spent 7 years in the classroom teaching before I became president, and it makes me so upset. Not because it's not true. We live in a narcissistic culture. Not because it's not true. We live in a self-absorbed time. But because it doesn't represent the best of the young people whom I know from having them here on our campus, who I know from teaching. The students of this generation deeply want to serve. They want to be told the truth about life, which is this, that your life is not about you. It's your life, yes it is, but it's not about you. And you'll never find real happiness, meaning, or satisfaction in life until you find a way to give your life away in love. The work that we do at the University of Mary goes so far beyond the simple delivery of career skills. That's what any college or university can do. What makes us distinct and what we want to focus on moving into the future is that added element, which isn't just frosting on the cake, but which is a core ingredient of our education, which is to provide a type of formation of the human mind and heart for greatness, such that young people understand that to lead is to serve, and to put their lives at the service of others is what sets them free and makes them happy and makes life joyful, meaningful, and filled with purpose, bursting with life.
I can't imagine there's anybody within the sound of my voice that isn't listening to that saying, boy, do we need that. Boy, does this country need that.
It's really important.
Screaming for it right now.
And that impulse to find meaning by giving oneself away is deep in the human heart. It's deep in the human heart. And all it needs is to be activated. The young people in our time, and in fact all of our students, whether they're 14, whether they're 18 or 42, all of our students have that capacity, that desire to make their life a meaningful contribution for others. And that's something that we're able to do through a rich experience of community, through the prayer which our students engage in, and through the foundational education which we offer here in 56 undergraduate majors, 14 master's programs, and now 3 doctorates. So it's an extraordinary opportunity.
And what he just described, that element, is not available everywhere, Jerome. I mean, you can do here at the University of Mary what other schools just cannot do, right? Are not equipped to do. And I mean, no disrespect meant at all to public universities, but they're not able to do that complete picture that the Monsignor's talking about, correct?
No, you're right, Scott. We have a wonderful opportunity here at the University of Mary to really engage the whole person. Monsignor beautifully spoke about, the students that are coming to us now. They want to have a meaningful life. And so it's not just giving them a how to live, but a why.
Mm.
What is the why of my existence? Who am I made to be? What was I created for? These questions that all of us ask right now in our culture and our time aren't being asked openly in a community. That there's an ability to learn from each other. The University of Mary is a community that says, let's ask the most important questions. Let's study from the past. Let's look at the tradition that we have, our Christian Catholic Benedictine tradition that is 2,000 years old, that has something to say about my life right now in 2015. As Monsignor mentioned, he had the chance to teach, and so did I. I taught for 11 years, mostly high school students. And they want to know just like the rest of us. Each person is fighting a great battle. They're trying to figure out what I'm made for and how I can make a difference. And sometimes it's just to be able to have that support around.
Start the conversation.
Yeah.
Start the conversation and put it around them. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Scott, great to have you here. Thanks for coming.
Always a joy.
I don't know who builds better leaders, Farms and Minocan or Hazelman, but they're both good as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's Minocan, sorry.
Oh, here it goes. Thank you, Monsignor. Appreciate it. Thank you, Jerome.
God bless.
All right, off to the events they go, which get underway here in a few minutes at the University of Marion. Continue throughout the afternoon. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Max Harvest Day Sale. Two big weeks of harvest savings. A DeWalt 18-volt battery 2-pack is just $99.99. A nylon tow rope 1 inch by 20 feet is only $19.99. And from your area's largest supplier, Craig 5 volts, just $1.59 a pound. Our 25-millimeter ammo cans are only $6.99. See our Harvest Day Sale insert in your newspaper or online at maxhardware.com. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week.
You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.